Welcome everybody to another TBNP episode. This is your boy Ruben back at again with another episode. Obviously, I'm here with my fellow host Ryan.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Mo,
how's it going, everybody?
And on today's episode, we got something cool. We want to talk about like what we're looking forward to 2024. We should have done this episode a lot sooner, obviously, but a little late than never. It's cool. But before that, we're gonna get into our weeklies update. First off, go ahead, Ryan. What you got?
All right, so I just want to, you know, preface that this was a really slow week for like media news. Other than the Emmy coverage, there's not really a lot going on. So
because everything's kind of starting up again.
It's weird. Like the reset started like mid January or end of January. So pretty much nothing really came on or was released as far as like media. But you know, I found a couple of things I found were interesting. So first is that Hogwarts Legacy beat out Modern Warfare 3 as a best-selling game of 2023.
That's crazy.
Isn't Modern Warfare 3 like they got like some loyal ass fan base? Like
now, just off the fan base of Call of Duty alone, you would think that would not be possible.
Yeah.
And then this was like the first game that, as far as I know, I don't know if there were any other Harry Potter games besides the Lego Harry Potter, right? Like, am I?
Yeah.
There's an old school one. There's an old school one that I see.
They did a
person on the graphics.
Yeah.
How far it's going.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and this was like their first like huge foray into like or entry into the video game. Like this is it's been a while since there's been a Harry Potter game. If anything, this big. Like this game was huge. But just off the fan base of Call of Duty, like I said, I'm still shocked to hear that. And especially, you know
what I think, Ryan? Because like I don't like people like me. Maybe like I never played Modern Warfare. But it was more because I think a lot of people have this. Well, eventually it came out on the Switch, so I don't know how much people bought it on the Switch too later on. Because remember, like later in the year, even though the graphics were ass, but like maybe that I don't know that maybe give it a bump because I. But like people like me that don't normally play like shooting games, I'm the one that bought like Hogwarts, right? You bought it, so I don't know if maybe that's why because it was a pretty hype up game though, to be honest.
It was.
They were happening a lot, like. So it got me. I mean, I bought it, so maybe that's what it is.
And then the reason why I got it is because you got it. And I was like, well, I mean, and plus I seen some gameplay on. It looked dope. You know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't really care about the content of it, you know, while I played it, but it looks great. You know, but like I said, I was just shocked to hear that. So. I mean, all y'all Harry Potter fans, y'all go ahead and clap it up. That's some big news right there. That's crazy. And then my next piece of news is like hip hop related. So recently, Ja Rule was interviewed and he was quite upset because of the top 50 artists list was mentioned, a hip hop artist. And out of 50 artists, his name was not even dropped. And he felt some type of way about that. Now, I don't know how you guys feel, because I know a lot of people don't really care about Ja Rule, but out of the... Now, I'm just going to read you a couple of people on his list.
Go ahead.
So, number 38 was Gucci Mane. Number 34 was Future. Missy made the top 20
in
19.
Wait. Future's a rep?
Yes.
Is this like a like for like modern hip-hop, or is it... Because to be fair, he hasn't made any music in a while. You know what I'm saying? So...
This is in general.
I would understand like, why he's not on the list because he hasn't made music in a while. You know what I'm saying? So,
no,
he's
not
a new artist.
Nah, because Missy's on here, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's that's not the case. They just generalized hip hop. So it was all around I don't think the time frame mattered at this point. Nicki Minaj was in the top 10, bro.
Dang.
What is happening? I mean, obviously, Lil Wayne was in the top 10. He was at number 7. And then number 1 was Jay-Z. Which is fine.
Number 2?
They just listed off some random people in this article I found. Just to give you a context of, like, in between the people I just mentioned, like, I don't really, like, Gucci is cool, but to be 38, to be even on this list, and Ja ain't nowhere? Like I said, I know a lot of people don't, like, listen to Ja. Like, his first album is classic to me. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah,
you can't tell me nothing about his first album. You can tell me anything about anything after that. We can argue, but we can't argue that first album.
I know everybody was rocking to Ja Rule before 50 came out. After 50 came out and clowning on him and you know this him and everything like then he kind of became irrelevant. Before that, everybody was messing with him. So I don't know why people.
Yeah, remember that song he did with Fat Joe, New York? Yeah, that shit went hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude was cool. You know what I mean? It's just that after 50 came and said what he said, and the 50 was like the, a huge influence on hip hop when he did that. So he could have said anything about anybody at that time, and so pretty much that hindered his career after that. But that first album was dope. So just off his first album, he should at least been in the top 50. So I can see why he's upset.
At least, even if it was 50.
Yeah, at least. So he didn't crack the 50. So I think that's warranted for him to be upset about that. So
you're right. Yeah. All right. Well, what you got?
Well, I got some gaming news. It's on that one game I was playing. They did a review on it on Game Informer. It's called The Finals. I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to check it out, but it actually got a 9 out of 10 on their score. So they gave it a good little review. It's called Appetite for Destruction. If you guys ever want to check it out, I can send you guys a link.
Okay.
Pretty good review. So they actually just did another update on it. And now remember how I said it was 3v3? Well, now you can do solo runs too. So they just implemented that. So that looks pretty crazy.
What? Would it be wise to go solo at a game like that?
Well, the solo is its own little game. So it's just a bunch of solos and it's a free for all. So whoever gets the
most
in the solo game. Yeah.
Pretty cool. That makes sense.
But yeah, so that's, I only got one bit of news for me, guys. I'm going to hand it over to Young Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
All right. Well, the only thing I got was that game that I played all the time, League of Legends. The new season started, but then today it starts the pro season right here in North America. That's coming out later in like around, I think it's like 1 or 2 or something. Probably watching that later. But yeah, season started, so back at it again. Outside of mother, last year, like the prize pool for the world's event was like up there like 25-30 million. So every year it's just getting more and more.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. But yeah, anyway, so that's our weekly news. Not too much going on, obviously.
Yeah, it's a slow week, y'all. Forgive us. Like we did look. I'm pretty sure all three of us did try to find something to talk about, but it was like I said, the Emmys ate up the whole week, so really been much going on.
All right. So we're gonna get started. All right. So we're gonna start with Mo. Give us your list of top anime, top movies, and top games that you're looking forward to 2024.
Alrighty. So, man, I'm actually looking forward to this year because I saw a lot of good stuff. And we had to pick 5 for this specific topic. So for my movies, I got Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire.
Okay.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? The trailer looked pretty crazy.
And with the hype up with the Monarch, like leading up to it.
Right.
Yeah, and then we got for my next one, I got Deadpool 3.
Of course,
obviously.
Can I go ahead on a limb and say that that's on Ruby's list and my list as well?
Yeah, that's all for sure.
Next one, it's a horror, but not that much of a horror. It's a Beetlejuice 2. So I don't know if that's on Ryan's radar or not, but
I omitted it. I figured somebody would mention it, but I omitted that one. Yeah.
And then for my fourth, I got Joker, Foil. They do.
Yes, sir.
Friends, so,
that is on Ryan's list for sure.
That is on my, yes.
I figured. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. And then for my last one, it was Venom 3. Oh. Venom 3. So it got announced. It got leaked by Sony. I don't know if it's going to come out this year or not.
Yeah.
Y'all can see Ryan's face right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're a brave man for looking forward to that because did you see the second one?
I saw the second one. I'm not saying I like the second one, but hey, I'm looking forward to the third one because supposedly they're gonna put Spider-Man in the third one.
That second one hurt me. I was hot, upset that they put this trash in there. That mess was bad. I will never watch that movie again. I didn't really care for the first one to be honest, but I will rewatch the first one.
Yeah,
but that second one, no.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, that was bad. That wasted Woody in that, man. Because he was a perfect casting of Cletus. Perfect casting. When they announced his casting, like, okay, well, at least they got that right. But even when they had that first trailer for that, I was like, ooh, I can usually get a good vibe off the teaser trailer off a movie. I can get a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was already like, yeah, nah. And then when the final trailer came out, I said, this is going to be bad. But I'm loyal to the movie community, and I'm a Venom fan, and I'm a Marvel fan, so it's going to get my money regardless. We know this. Like, I can talk mess about movies,
yep.
But it's different. It's like Ruben. Ruben, we'll talk mess about video games, but Ruben is willing to chip off $70 on a video game, even if it's whack, if we get a horrible rating.
$160.
Yeah. I was just trying to be nice, but yeah, he's willing to do that. For me to chip off $30 for a movie and it suck, I think I can recover from that. You know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I ate a couple of horrible movies. That was one of them. So I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, I'm going to see it. We're going to see it, right? We're all going to see it.
But
and for me, it was just a toss up between this one and Madam Web. So I was leaning more into
I'd
rather watch this one.
Mm-hmm. What? He got a point. I would too, bro.
Well, no.
There's no like trailer, you know.
Okay, fellas, listen. You have two examples of what they did with that Venom franchise. But this movie, all you have is a trailer as far as Madam Web. And you telling me that what they built in the Venom universe, that y'all is banking on that third movie versus giving Madam Web a chance?
It's a 50-50 chance in my book.
It's
a 50-50 chance.
Look, Ryan, be honest with me. When movies do the three, for the most part, isn't like the third one kind of like the best one out of the whole three series?
No.
But no.
The trilogy?
No.
Yeah, out of the
first, that's good.
Matrix.
The second one usually sucks.
You thought
Lord of the Rings.
Hold on, you gotta rewind a little bit. So you thought Matrix 3 was the best out of the three movies?
Yeah, because that's the one where he had all his powers.
Listeners, I want y'all to remember he said that. Because I'm gonna challenge this dude. Challenge this man.
That's what
you gonna watch all three of these movies. And we're going to see if this dude holds true.
That's an episode right there, bro.
Yeah, because this dude's credibility is low. Avatar.
Listen here.
Yeah. He's known to retract some of the things he say, y'all. So I'm going to call him out.
The third movie
was better out of the three? Matrix? You wild. Mm-hmm. We having a movie night over here for sure, man.
Yeah,
because you wild on that one, man. And then you said the other one was, which one? What's the other one you mentioned?
Lord of the Rings.
That one I'm gonna give you. I wouldn't say it's better, but I say the trilogy as a whole was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just that was a consistent trilogy.
I mean,
the Harry Potter series. The first one's kind of like just leading into
on the Potter series. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll say this: it's a 50-50 then that the third movie out of the trilogy will be good. So that's kind of what most say.
Venom was good. Yeah, second Venom was bad.
Is it a 50-50 though? When it got like two movies, but versus this one just has one movie at its credit, a trailer at best, but the other one already has a track record of one mediocre movie, and the second one was just trash. And y'all are willing to say that Venom 3 would be better than Madam Web?
No, I didn't say that. I just said preferably. Which one would
you rather see? Yeah. But you know in your mind that is a higher chance. I would say 75-25 that Venom 3 is going to be trash.
Yeah, that's a fair statistic. I mean, just off the data. Yeah.
It's going to be horrible, bro.
Yeah.
Their track record is low for me, man. Like, especially that second movie just left a really bad taste in my mouth. Like, it was just...
Yeah.
Like I said, the first one was just mediocre at best. It was like, all right, that's cool. You know, you gave me the intro. You know, we can go from here. And then they gave me that second one. I'm like, ooh. And then you had Carnage. And you fumbled that?
You fumbled a bit.
Yo, like I'm like, yeah, so right now, yeah, I'm looking forward to Madam Web. So it has nowhere
to disagree.
Oh, that's facts. Yeah, agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah.
But fair enough. I mean, you know.
Those were my movies.
And okay. Prove Ryan wrong, Sony. Prove Ryan wrong.
Oh, it's too late. The movie done. So it's nothing Sony can do. It's a wrap, brother. Like, it's just we're just gonna see for ourselves at this point. All right, Mo, what you got for your anime?
So for my anime, it's actually funny because there's a kaiju anime coming out, and it's actually called Kaiju Number 8.
Hold on, sir. Mm-hmm. Hold on, sir.
I got that on my list.
That's dope. Okay.
It's on my list. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I got Bleach: Thousand Year War Part 3. Jeez. So that one looks pretty crazy.
Okay.
Next one is My Hero Academia Season 7. Can't wait for that one. Looks pretty crazy. Fourth one is a up and coming one. This is going to make its debut this year. It's called Dan Dan Dan. pretty crazy. I've seen some of that manga, and they're making it into an animation.
Dan, as in like a name, like Daniel. D-A-N. Daniel shortened.
Dan.
Times yeah, tree. Dan cubed, if you will.
Yeah, when you guys get a chance, check out the trailer.
What is this going to be about? Give me something. Give me like a little.
It's honestly, from what I could get, the trailer that I saw, it was in Japanese or Korean, or the language it was. The subtitles were in another language. So I couldn't even get that much information off of it. But the animation looks sick, bro. Like crazy crisp animation. It's got demons and all this stuff, and the fool's trying to fight them. But just the people that the guy created, the animation, they look fucking hilarious, bro. You see the characters, you're like, what the fuck is this guy? Like, he just looks like a funny ass little, kind of reminds me of Bubble Bow. You know what I mean? A little bit. And then for my last one for the anime, I got Chainsaw Man movie, the Rez arc. Bro. Damn. Coming out with the movie for this. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, I do want to say that Chainsaw Man, the second season is on my list, not the movie.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I would say that.
The movie too. So the last topic is my games. I got Dragon's Dogma coming out in March 22nd.
Okay.
Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, I never heard of that one.
What's that? Is that like a...
Check it out. RPG? Yeah, it's like RPG, literally Skyrim, but with better graphics.
Okay.
And then, yeah, open world. Next one, I got Black Myth Wukong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think that's on all three of us.
No. You're just saying it's coming out in April. Mine, I looked up release date. Yes, August 2nd. August 20th. I would just assume it's going to be August, but if it come out earlier, great, right? I mean, I'm not going to
go.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, this game was like, what, 2 years in the making? Maybe three? Yeah.
Just on the gameplay, it looks pretty crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. I can't wait.
And then for my third one, I got Star Wars Outlaws. You guys,
that's right. That one. I did, yeah. That's right.
I couldn't find a date on that one. It says to be determined.
They were getting a lot of smack because it was a Ubisoft. Was it Ubisoft game, right?
Ubisoft, yeah.
Yeah, so they were like, you know, those games, I don't know. But I looked at the gameplay and it looked okay. It didn't.
No.
But
I haven't seen any gameplay on it, so I don't have
you have
anything to go off of. But it's a Star Wars game, so I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I think if you see the trailer, you'll like it more. They did the release trailer on the when they had the Game Awards.
Mm.
Yeah, and then for my next one, my fourth one is Ark 2. That's what I've been telling you guys.
You mentioned that, I heard that. Yeah,
it's still to be determined. Haven't been able to get a release date on this one. It keeps getting pushed back, so we'll see if it even comes out this year.
And sometimes it's a good thing if they recognize some flaws or they recognize we can improve here that they push the game back. I don't really, it sucks because if it's on your highly anticipated list that you have to wait longer. But at the same time, if you appreciate like, hey, maybe they saw something that I probably would have saw and gave them shit for. They're gonna edit that out. So I can appreciate that. So
true. Yeah, they got to perfect it as much as they can.
Right.
And then for my last game that I'm looking forward to, it's a Ubisoft, another Ubisoft game. This is Skull and Bones, and it's a pirate game.
I seen that.
I like Assassin's Creed's pirate one, but this one.
Did you play the latest Assassin's Creed game?
I did not, just because I've seen a lot of gameplay, and it does look like Assassin's Creed, just slower. So they just slowed down the mechanics.
Okay.
So, and I was like, I own 3 Assassin's Creed games.
Right. Okay.
I got the Egypt one, Odyssey, and then the pirate one. So I like those ones. So I'm honestly waiting for this one, the Skull and Bones one.
Okay. What about you, Ruben? Because I wasn't really into. I tried to get into Assassin's Creed, and this was, and by try I mean by the very first game. I can't recall when that game came out, but the very first Assassin's Creed, and you know, it's just I wasn't really impressed. So for that reason, I really didn't get into any of the other games. So as far as I do remember them mentioning that this game was going to happen. So a pretty much pirate themed Assassin's Creed game, but I wasn't looking forward to that. So back to you, Ruben, like, did you play the other games and did you even like care about this one coming out?
I'm like you, cause I only played, I think like maybe the first Assassin's Creed. And then I was like, not really my shit.
Yeah.
And I seen this one too, but I was like, even before, like, the Assassin's Creed didn't really, like, I don't know, didn't really interest me that much, or as far as, like, because he didn't have any power. He's just a sneaky dude, and he could just do things, I guess. I don't know, maybe it was, like, a power set kind of thing.
I'm glad you mentioned that season, because that was the reason why I didn't play. I'm not really into games where the focus of it is to be really like quiet and stealthy. I'm really let's get it. I'm with the shits. Like, come on with this violence, brother. Like, I mean, if you're more into sneaking around, then I can see why you would like this game. But I mean, it looks like it's gonna be a pretty huge game. I mean, come on, mm-hmm. man, it's a pirate theme Assassin's Creed. Like, it can't be. Right. Yeah. For the fans of that franchise, I mean, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
It shouldn't be disappointing at all. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are mine.
All right. Now, Ryan.
All right. I'll go next. So yeah. We'll start with my movie, because obviously that's my favorite genre.
Mm-hmm.
I have The American Society of Magical Negroes. You knew that was going to be on my list.
Mm.
You know I'm not gonna not watch that movie, bro. It's a little like the Black Harry Potter. I'm in there.
Yep.
Just to see, like, just and the theme of it alone is really intriguing, because it's basically what we do as a black man on a daily basis, and black women. I don't want to exclude them as well, but we have to present ourselves in a way that doesn't seem as a threat to white people.
Mm.
This movie is themed on that, and that's going to be deep. A lot of people are going to appreciate that, but it's going to be like a lighter tone to it, which is good. It's because, you know, got to balance it out, because this is a deep subject. Because I'm often reminded on a daily basis that I'm a black man. There's nothing I can do to walk outside and not be reminded that I'm black. So just off that alone, but you know, it's good to see that they're taking like a lighter tone with it. So hopefully they do it right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
The next movie on my list is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fan of that, the last Ghostbusters movie. Obviously, they had to do some changes because the actor that played Egon Spengler, forget his name, Harold Ramis, passed away. We all know this. Oh, so, yeah. But what they did with this is perfect, because his grandkids were the substitute for that. Well, in particular, his granddaughter. So she was that. They needed that. You need that Egon character. You need that, like, dry, just like, I'm smart, but I don't know how to relate to people.
Uh-huh.
My humor is, you know, McKenna Grace, I think is her name. I could be wrong, but she did a great job with that character. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing her progress. I'm hoping to just get a trilogy. Yeah. And then obviously Paul Rudd's in there. Paul Rudd is always a good, like, just a good addition
energy
to any cast.
He's,
yeah,
he's
so I feel like he may overdo it in this one, but we'll see. I'm still looking forward to it. So my next movie is Mickey 17. Have you heard of this one?
Is that because of they dropped the rights to the Mickey? Is that the horror?
Nope.
No, that's the Steamboat.
Oh, movie. Yeah, that's a good little reference to that, though. That's public domain, Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Yeah, no, this has nothing to do with Mickey Mouse. This is, I should have wrote down the director's name. Have you guys heard about a movie called Parasite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That movie did really well. The director of Parasite. So already off that, it got my attention, because that movie was... I didn't expect to like that movie the way I liked it. Like, that was great. If we were doing a show when that movie came out, it would have been in my top five. 100%.
Wow.
100%. That movie was good, man. I almost watched it last night just because I saw that he was making another movie. It's that good. If you guys haven't seen it. It's
Bong Joon-ho.
There you go. Thank you, Ruben. Yeah. So it's one of his movies. It has to do with, it's like a clone movie. It's not really much released on it, but his star is Robert Pattinson. So I'm in there. I'm with it. So just off of that, I'm gonna check it out.
You're
so,
like, I got enough to go off.
That's all I need. So that's Mickey 17. And then obviously you guys already mentioned my other two, which is Deadpool 3 and the Joker sequel, Folie à Deux.
Nice.
Which pretty much translates to like a shared madness.
I actually wrote it down. It's a rare disorder characterized by sharing a specific delusion among two or more people in a close relationship.
Ooh, perfect.
Which just on that alone, what does that make you think?
Perfect.
What does that make y'all think?
Perfect title.
Who he gonna bring? Who is he gonna brainwash? Well,
but I think it's gonna be equally like they're gonna influence each other.
Harley Quinn.
Yes. I'm hoping they influence each other. So obviously the Joker movie was good.
Because it wasn't Harley a psychiatrist?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why when I read that, I was like,
Perfect,
I was like,
right?
I was like, I love what they're doing. I was like, first Joker, amazing. And so this one, I was like, I mean, I'm so waiting.
I'm waiting, man. I can't wait for that one. And then for my final movie, it is A Quiet Place Day One. I believe that's the title of it. I don't know if you guys watched the other two Quiet Place movies.
Quiet Place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much
the one where they just signed the whole movie with the.
Yes. And they hunt you off of sound, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, John Krasinski. That's why you mentioned Office. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's based off of his story. So yeah, this is like a day one version. This is pretty much because I mean I wondered what happened like the day of that because I mean they kind of alluded to it in the second movie. They gave you like some clips, but this is pretty much the whole day one. Like when it happened, how do people figure out to be quiet? It's going deep into the mythos of it. So and then. There was mention that this ain't even a trilogy of his story. So basically, this is going to be this prelogue, and then there's going to be a third movie in his trilogy. So A Quiet Place Part 3, I don't know what they're going to call it. That's still coming. Wow. So this franchise is pretty huge, man. I'm looking forward to both of those movies. But A Quiet Place Day 1 comes out this year. So those are the movies that I'm looking forward to. I did do my top anticipated horror list, but I probably did it on my own. I don't want to put that on the show because we got so much to cover. So with that, I will segue into my top five anime.
Mm.
Now, obviously, we all know Ryan's not an anime head, so they're working on me. They're working on me, y'all. I had to do some research on this one. Uh-huh. But Mo mentioned two of them, which was Chainsaw Man. He mentioned the movie I mentioned in the second season, and he mentioned Kaiju Number 8, which is pretty much like basically they're fighting kaiju, and a character ingests a kaiju. Which gives him the ability to metamorph into, say,
crazy.
So it's like Chainsaw Man, but like with kaiju, so they can kind of
Transformers.
He can transform to like a nerd version.
Japanese always have these wild takes on
this. I love it. So just off the premise alone, I'm in there, bro. I was like, hell yeah, I'm with that. So the other three that I have that Mo did not mention is they're doing a anime called DC.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys heard about this.
Is that the Harlequin? Is that the Harlequin one?
It is. So it's pretty much anime meets a Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked dope. Like the anime just looked really good. Yeah, like I say, Harley's in there, King Shark, just the Suicide Squad. What's his name?
Boomerang.
Deadshot.
Oh,
Boomerang. Yeah, Boomerang's in. So it's just DC Suicide Squad. They're gonna kind of see where this leads, basically, with this as their like intro to it to see if the fans dig it. We'll go from there. So I'm down to see what anime can do with DC characters. So
I like it when they did it with Batman. So I don't anytime the Japanese get their hands on any like DC or Marvel characters, I'm with it.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm gonna get out of shot. Another one that's coming out this year is called Supernatural. So think like X-Files, but with high school students.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah. So one student is more into like the ghost aspect of the supernatural. And the other student is more into like the alien, right?
Mm.
And they go digging and they find out what they probably shouldn't find, basically. Mm-hmm. So that just sound dope. And I thought it was going to be like a supernatural, another supernatural anime. I don't know if you guys know the supernatural show that was on CW. I thought with the Winchester brothers. I don't know if I thought they were going to like bring that back the second season. I was all hype. I saw Supernatural. I was like, yo, they're gonna bring it back, and it was something different. But turns out I would actually watch this. So.
Hmm.
I put that on my list. And then for my fifth one, this one is already out. This one came out maybe a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has a different name, but I just happened to be on TikTok and I saw this guy talking about this new anime that no one's been talking about. It's really good. It's called Solo Leveling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much like Shield Hero. Like this guy is not the best.
Right.
But he finds a way to become the best. He grinds. So I'm looking forward to that. I saw a couple of clips from it as far as like the action clips. It looked pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually saved it to watch. So I don't know. I definitely, like, that's out now. We can all watch that now.
It's funny they said
actually did see it.
So we've been
watching it.
It's
funny because
we strongly recommend.
That's what I'm talking about.
We were going to tell you about it, but we're going to watch it more to see because I know how you don't like those weird, stupid scenes.
Yes.
So fortunately, what we've seen so far is not. It's not.
Ain't
it's
no
not.
Stupid
it's it's not. Yeah. Honestly, the last episode that we've seen, I'm gonna tell you right now, me and Mo, my brain like, yeah, we were baffled for like a good minute, like that an anime could do that to my head. Like,
how many episodes are out now? It's getting a lot of hype is just because of the manga. They're adapting it like almost perfectly to the manga. So it looks crazy. You know, they showed the panels, the comparison. Bro, it's like you're fucking reading a book, but through slides. You know what I mean? So it's very, 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 very good animation.
Okay. Well, like I said, that's on my list. So that's my anime list. And now we'll segue to my video game list.
Hmm.
So first off, we got this game called Exodus. So this is pretty much like, I don't know if you guys remember that game, Mass Effect.
Yeah.
So think about that. Open world RPG kind of game. Now this one, I couldn't find any platform as far as like if it's just PC or if it's Xbox exclusive, PS5 mm-hmm. exclusive. Can't find anything. So as of right now, I have no idea if I'm gonna be able to play it. Nor mm-hmm. do I know a release date. So I couldn't find anything. So
right.
I don't know, but that's on my radar. Definitely looking forward to that. The second game is Hellblade 2.
Oh, nice.
The Senua's Saga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, unfortunately, this one does have a platform exclusive to the Xbox.
Yeah, it's not
for me. But I did want to mention it because it looks dope. Like I said, I do remember mentioning that I'm looking for games that'll get me to buy another console. Because as of right now, there's nothing really that got... Well, besides... what's the name of that game? We talked about it before. It's not important. But I was like, I need something to just get me more interested in buying an Xbox. Mm-hmm. So there's a handful of games that's like, okay, maybe I'll go ahead and just get it. Because it's been years. I've been talking about getting an Xbox, and I haven't done it. But this one looks fun. I didn't play the first one. So I don't even know if they what they changed. Because they said they made some changes to the gameplay. And then the myth is going to go more into Norse mythology. So I'm always mm-hmm. into that. So just off that, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not going to say I'm going to go out and buy me an Xbox, but I am curious about this game. So we'll see. Maybe.
I think you'll like it because I played the first one and it's like a psychological horror.
Yes. Game. You already know what I'm into. Exactly. So I'm curious, man. So maybe we'll see. If I just happen across some extra chips, I'm going to get this Xbox real quick. The third game is it's a Sega remaster compilation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically remastering a couple of games that I grew up with. Now, they mentioned 5 for sure.
Yeah.
But the ones I care about that they mentioned is Shinobi, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, and Crazy Taxi. They're going to remake those. And this is all going to be in a compilation game. So obviously these games won't be as big if it's going to be a compilation release. But I mean, no, actually, I take that back because they're like, a game can be like about 100 gigabytes at these days, right? Like.
It's still pretty big.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I take that back. Maybe they might actually put like some good content into this. But those are the games that I cared about that they mentioned on the Game Awards. So that was enough for me. Just Shinobi and Golden Axe alone had me. So I'm looking forward to that one. The next one is also exclusive to Xbox.
Of course.
And this one is a Hideo Kojima game. And it's a collab with him and Jordan Peele. I'm pretty sure you guys remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called OD.
Yeah.
It's like a psychological horror game. So you already know I'm in there. Hideo Kojima, you know. Jordan Peele, come on. Like.
Yeah.
So as of right now, this one doesn't have a release date, though. I'm hoping it actually does make 2024. But then I'm not hoping because that means I do have to get an Xbox at some point. Ooh. So I don't know. I'm conflicted right now.
Hey.
But that game looks really good. They showed you some motion capture with the, I think it was 3 of the lead actors in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the motion capture, it looks stunning, obviously. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, it was already mentioned, Black Myth Wukong. We already know that's on the list.
Yeah.
So we don't have to talk about that again. Now, I'm surprised, Mo, that you didn't mention Marvel's Blade.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only reason why I didn't mention it is because I didn't see that much gameplay on it, and I'm a fan of Dishonored, so just the fact that they're kind of like going in that direction, you know, I was kind of hyped for it, but I didn't see that much. It was just a little teaser trailer, so I mean, I kind of want to see what it.
You want to see more? No, that's totally fair. Yeah.
Before I'm like, you know what?
Not convinced. I mean, you have more than I have to go off of because you played a game that was made in vain of this one. So I don't have anything to go off of. All I have to go off of is Blade Marvel video game. That's all I need. That's all I needed. I'm in there. Like at the very least, I'm interested. Like obviously, I need to see more to decide if I'm gonna spend like $70 or so on it. But as of right now, they have my attention. So I had to mention that one. And then my final game is called The Last Sentinel.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, as of right now, this one has, I couldn't find it anyway. It doesn't have a platform, so we don't know like if it's going to be an exclusive to anything, nor do we have a release date. Like I said, I couldn't find anything. But just the premise of it, the trailer is really good. It's like, it's set decades from now in a reconstructed Tokyo. So you kind of doing, it's like an open world action game. So future Tokyo action game. I saw the trailer for it. Yeah, that was right on my alley. So yeah, those are my games, anime, and movies for 2024.
And last but not least, all right,
come on with it, brother.
I'll start with the my least known subject that I'm known for, my movies.
Right.
Obviously, Deadpool 3.
Yep, made it. Fair enough.
Godzilla, Joker. Now, these two are the ones you guys don't have on your list. I'm excited for the Kraven the Hunter coming out.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. Hey, I'm still excited to see it. I know you're not, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm the average moviegoer, so I'm going to see it regardless.
That's funny, bro. Like
that would be my Venom 3 right there.
You're about to say, because that's like, you guys are more interested in the ones that I'm not. Like, say, you guys didn't even care about Madam Web, but you were interested in Kraven. And the trilogy or the third movie of Venom. I was like, really?
You don't see my boy Aaron Taylor?
I don't know if my boy is sexist. Hold on. You don't want to see female action stars? I think the Marvels ruined these guys. I don't know. I don't know what's up with these cats.
I saw the costume design. It didn't really. But to be fair, they're obviously going to show you, you know.
Enough. They're not going to show you everything. Enough. Yeah. But it looked like the console design is in vain of Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. So how can you?
Supposedly they said they were going to have him play it, right? Or they
wanted there was rumors that there was a cameo, yeah. But it got cut. But I don't know how true that is.
Yeah. But nonetheless, I'm still looking forward to it.
Fair enough. Come on, Witty.
And then Despicable Me 4.
Wow.
Hey, man, I like the series.
Not that likes, Steve Carell.
Yeah, man. I like that dude too, but I never got into Gru.
Every time I watch those movies, I get leaking.
Damn,
probably leaking. It's easy for me to leak anyways. But yeah, all right. So for my games, some of the same ones that I think one I was the only one that I agree with both of you guys is Black Myth Wukong, and then there's another one coming out on February 16th called Mario vs. Donkey Kong. So it's kind of like a play on their old school, kind of like but just reinvented, I guess.
Okay.
And then there's another one coming on September 9th called Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2. That shit looks crazy. That shit looks like Halo. I was watching some gameplay the other day. I was like, damn, that shit looks. Yeah, like it's like what you wanted Halo to be times 10 or whatever.
Wow. I haven't seen anything on this. I know of the game, obviously, but I haven't seen any footage of their new game. So
it's just a big ass marine. Pushed
back though, too, no room.
But just picture like a big space marine in a robot suit, and you have a chainsaw as a sword and a gun or a rifle.
Sound more like Gears of War than
Halo. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, honestly. But okay. it's like a mixer of two because.
Okay.
Yeah, the gameplay is like.
Exoskeleton.
Right, and then you can go balls in, where in like Gears of War, you have to kind of like maneuver, but he can kind of go balls in. So that's kind of a little bit of both, I guess.
Okay.
And then my fourth one is Paper Mario Thousand Year War. I've been a big fan of the Paper Mario game series. Look pretty cool. They got like a little bit of everything. Like it's just like the typical Mario gameplay, but then they got like little hidden secrets because it's paper, and it's funny how they put all that together in a game.
Okay.
I was a fan of that series. And then last is League of Legends. I always played all the time. And then this season is coming out.
I'm not surprised to hear.
Yeah. But I haven't got to play it because obviously my PC's done. I got to fix that shit. And then once I do, I'm going to get back on it. And then last for my anime, Mo said a lot of the, you guys said a lot of the ones that I have, other than one, obviously. But Demon Slayer, Mo didn't say the release dates, but Demon Slayer Season 4. It's coming out in spring. That's one of them. the Hashira training arc. So I'm looking forward to that. Bleach, Thousand Year War, Part 3, The Conflict. That one's coming out too. The most of that, I think. And then also the My Hero Academia, Season 7. That one's coming out in May 4th, Mo.
Mm.
And then the Kaiju one is coming out in April this year. And for my fifth one, it's actually a movie. But it's a show. I'm pretty sure you guys never heard of it, but it's called Code Geass, Rose of the Recapture. Yeah.
I know what Code Geass is. Okay. It's funny that you mentioned that. Cause, my little sister, that's funny. It's really funny. Cause 2 weeks ago, I don't know if I told her, she was trying to get me to watch.
Bro, it's
she was like, well, just give me two episodes. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give you two, but we kind of got sidetracked with the parents walking in and out of the room. But she got me to watch the first episode. I wasn't hooked with the first episode. And I did mention it to her. I was like, you know, I remember because the Code Geass was part of the, you know, the Toonami.
Yeah.
So I saw it. I tried it. And I was like, okay, even back then when I watched the first episode, I was like, okay, I'm not into this yet. But she was like, oh, come on, just give me two episodes. But, you know, obviously we didn't get to the second episode. But I didn't know it was still going. So this is now, is this segueing into a
no?
This is just a standalone.
Yeah, it's just a standalone movie. I'm not sure if they're coming out with another season, but Hoagie has ended like a long time ago. It was like 2012 or some shit. But I mean, the whole premise of this show is just Lee Louch. He's kind of like the main character.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's his name? Oh, I hate that name, bro.
He has a weird name.
What is his name?
Well, you gotta remember, they're like in Britain or whatever, like Lee that Lush. Area. Like, oh, Lee Louch. So they have these weird British names or royal names, whatever.
Yeah.
But they all have like this superpowers and stuff with their eyes. And he has a specific power where he can kind of like convince people or give them ideas.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like able to do shit and but it's basically like Gundam, but basically the people that pilot these Gundam, some of them have these special unique powers, and these Gundam machines, they're similar, but they're just like more skinny in length,
yeah,
and not so big and bulky,
not so mech like,
yeah, and they're more sleek like, and so the new movie's coming out later this year, and it looks tight. I was watching the trailer and. I like how they kind of like shinied everything up to like new anime now. It looks pretty nice.
This is okay. So, because that's not an ongoing anime, is it?
No, it ended already.
Okay. So they just decided like, hey, you know, we're going to make a movie.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to like revamp it. That's what put some.
That's odd. Okay. I mean,
it's coming out.
Maybe they just had it in the show.
Or maybe they had it in the show. But then again, you said you saw some footage, right, Ruben?
Yeah.
You said it looked pretty fresh?
Yeah, well, obviously, it looked like they just almost made it. Like
recently. Yeah, so so maybe the show for within the last 3 to 5 years, so it ain't that old. So,
yeah.
Huh, okay. I mean, like I said, there's fans out there, man.
But I'll tell you this. I think the reason why your sister wanted you to watch it, because I think now I'm remembering, he's a lunatic, that dude, D-Lodge. He's kind of right. It's kind of like Death Note, more or less. Mm-hmm. Like his mentality is kind of like him. Like he's just constantly trying to get away with shit and just overthinking, kind of like how we do. So maybe that's why she wanted you to see him, because she probably seen him and you a little bit like this dude overthinking all the time.
So I ain't no psycho, homie. Hold on.
You better not see
that aspect of me. I'm like, hold on, sis. What you trying to say?
No, but it's kind of in a sense like you'd be interested in kind of like that type of. Or whatever, and then they have it in dub. I watched it in sub version because I, you know, but they have it in dub too already. And I believe they have some yam shots, if I remember correctly. But I remember I did.
Rope's still trying to convince you this later.
If it's anything, let it be the yam.
This guy, yam crazy, yo. My man got the sweet tooth.
I'm just thinking, like, yeah. In any anime, there is a lot of anime. They do have a lot of yam shots, but they mostly show boobs for some reason.
Yeah.
Mostly breasts all the time for the animes.
Because I remember we were talking about that in Gangsta, and it was, and like I said, she was an attractive, you know, character, but they only focus on her chest. And as we know, I can give 3 Fs. You can be rocking straight nipples for me. But if that trunk is fat, we in it. I don't care. Boobs is optional for me. So like the attraction of boobs that Japanese animators have, I've never seen. I don't understand it, but it's definitely not for me. So I don't know.
Because over there, it's rare. You know, a lot of them are pancake chests.
No, they all got some fatties, fat boobies, but no cheeks. So like, come on, man. Like, y'all don't like to draw buns? Like, man, I just want to draw. Like, come on, folks.
We'll get with the curve.
Yeah, man. Complete the curve. Like, you just don't have an end at the chest, and then they ain't got no cheeks. That's just weird. Right. Like the letter P in this piece. We don't want that.
I was going to say, did you see that those are coming out with the Winnie the Pooh, the second one?
Yes.
I was like, what? The first one's not.
It's not over. It's not over, sir. Listen.
They're going to make a series.
I'm glad you mentioned that because.
Wait, what do you mean?
There's another character that entered the public domain. And they're mentioned that the same creators of the Winnie the Pooh franchise is going to do this said character. I want you both of y'all to submit one guess of who this character is, and I will give you a hint. It is a Disney character, a male Disney character. A male-led movie for Disney.
Is it the Mickey?
No, we already talked about that.
That was my guess.
All right, what you got, Rue?
Donald Duck, man?
Pinocchio.
To be fair,
I don't think that's a Disney property, to be fair. I think Disney adapted that. I think Pinocchio was written by somebody else. But nonetheless, there is a Pinocchio movie called Pinocchio...
Actually, I did see that.
Unstrung, or something like that?
Yeah,
that's coming, bro.
These sucker asses.
Hold on, it's not over. Soon...
But wait, there's more.
Some DC characters are entering the public domain, bro.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if you guys knew this. I wanted to mention that in news. I totally forgot about it. But some DC characters are going to enter the DC domain or the public domain. So just look forward to within the next 5 years, some horror filled DC characters that's coming. So I know. And it's always these.
Was that Starbright or
Brightburn?
Brightburn.
Yeah.
So that's one, I think, kind of.
Yeah. I'm surprised they got away with that. I mean, obviously they had to change some things a little bit. We knew what it was. We know that's Kal-El.
Yeah.
Y'all not slick. But they did a good job at like changing it up. I actually liked that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was cool. Just because we often wonder, like, this. I mean, obviously, this dude was raised by a good, wholesome Kansas family. Yeah. But what happened if Superman just happened to land either in the hood or he just was off kilter or he got his training and it was to take over the human race instead of, you know, helping the human race? So just off that alone, I was, you know, giving my money to it. But then I watched it and it was fine. I say it wasn't obviously didn't do as well as I would have hoped, but I liked it. I watched it again. Somebody said I want to watch it. It was cool.
I didn't think it was that bad, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Like I said, I wonder, and it didn't disappoint because dude was, it's kind of sad because they were alluding to that they were going to keep going with, I think they had like a end credit scene with like Wonder Woman and I believe it was an Aquaman. You don't remember that? Like, it was an Aquaman character they showed. And then it was like at least three characters that they had mentioned that. So this I was like, damn.
This is where the boys got their idea from.
We screwed, brother. Like, if they all was evil, we in trouble. So for every reason, I guess, you know, the movie didn't do good enough to warrant them to continue the franchise. But
or maybe they got sued.
I don't really think that was the case. I just didn't think it didn't do big enough. I don't know if that was like a James Gunn production. I can't remember if coincidentally it was. I could be wrong.
Did you see the new Justice League movie, The Crisis?
Oh yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
We're not gonna get into that. We don't have time for another episode.
It's not a whole episode discussion. I'm just gonna tell you, it was mid. It was mid. Okay. Yeah, it was. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. Mm. It was mid.
This man right here.
There was way too many storylines
right here.
They did way too much.
That's the whole point, right? They're trying to give you everything.
That's the problem, not the point.
What
that's
you mean?
The same thing in The Flash.
You're going to use that to defend the point? Like, The Flash was crap. Yeah, that's so I hate the way they do this. Like, the only movie that did right by The Flash is the... Flashpoint Paradox or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. That was like, it was a one focused storyline. This one went all over the place. I was like, wait, why are we here? Wait, what? We're here now? We're going back here?
It's called Build a Brand.
It's called y'all did too much. It's called y'all should have probably did a trilogy instead of a part one and part two. Don't do me like this, bro.
Supposedly it's a part seven.
Way
right?
too much.
This is like a seven or five part series.
It was supposed to be five, and that still don't, to me, that still don't warrant this first movie. To me, that's still no excuse. They put way too much in this first movie.
Listen, once you get to the fifth one, you can be like, oh, I get it.
Once I get to the fifth one, that gonna be a matter, because like the first one pretty much blew their load already. You gave me three or four different storylines in one movie. No,
I'm not gonna sit here and just let you disrespect on DC.
There's no disrespect on them, but their last couple animated movies have been either mid or trash. I'm sorry. We can have a whole episode on that to talk about it. Hey, we can talk about that if you want, but I'm telling you.
Keep saying that with that Marvel shirt on. Keep saying that.
You're damn right. And like I say, it doesn't mean that I'm you know, just strictly Marvel. You know, I rock with Batman. I rock with Flash. Like Superman is kind of, you know, he's Superman, so everybody likes him. But, you know, I know I'm well-versed in DC, but... ever since they did that reboot to where now it's like the new DC animated, it's been mid to me. Because obviously we talked about this before. DC had animated movies on lock back in the day. They was knocking out classics. But then after that,
original movies.
But after that, and they started these new ones. No, I've not been impressed. They have yet to impress me with any of these newer movies. So, I mean, you're right. I should just wait for the other movies, but like I said, I just feel like they overshot for the first one. So I thought it was mid. Like I said, I didn't dislike it. I just thought it was mid. I wasn't impressed. But we'll see. We'll see where they go.
We'll see. Yeah. They got four more chances.
Fair enough.
All right, guys. This has been another TBNP episode. We hope you liked our suggestions and what we got coming up in the 2024, the rest of the year. Check the list out or go back and listen to it again if we were too fast saying them. Nonetheless, keep rocking with us. You know, hit us up on the socials, the Instagrams, X now, YouTube, we in there. Send us suggestions if you got any. Tell us if we made any mistakes. Maybe we said something wrong. Maybe Ryan's wrong about the DC movie.
You cut it out.
So. I mean, if y'all feel free at any time to just send the messages.
Ryan, yes.
Specifically DMs. So check us out. Keep it locked in. We got some more cool stuff coming out the next coming year. This year, actually. Keep it locked in. Once again, this is your boy, Rube.
This is Ryan.
And this is Mo.
Peace out.